There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And I remember talking to Jimmy V the last time I saw him. And it was basketball season was ending. God damn, why am I crying?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Calm down. We are both very excited about this guest that we have this week. We were just talking, Carissa, our dads are going to love this episode. It is just, if you're a sports fan, if you're a dad, if you're interested in being in the industry, this episode is for you.
We respect and love a lot of people in our profession, but at the top of the list is Dan Patrick. 40 years in the industry. He is a Hall of Fame sports broadcaster. Just wrote a book. We're not exactly sure what this book is about, so we'll let him explain what it is. He's also going to talk to us about his first job in sports, maybe some old SportsCenter stories. Of course, there's plenty of those, and the challenges of leaving ESPN and going out on his own. I cannot wait for you guys to listen to this.
With that segue.
Who put on the left turn signal there? Well, it's great to see you guys.
Love you.
Oh, it's great to see you. That voice is just so soothing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Read me a bedtime story. Mm-hmm. Actually, read Mac a bedtime story, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, before we get started and before I fuck up the title of your book.
Anal?
I need you to say it.
Annals.
Yeah, I go straight to anal.
No, it's annals. Annals.
Okay. Wait, we'll tell you.
Wait, if I did a left turn, what was that? A U-turn?
It was a triple axle. Dan also covered the Olympics. Which one was your favorite?
Nancy?
No, annals.
And.
Okay.
All right. Just think Annals. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't pick the title. I discouraged the title, but they said, no, it's funny. And I go, okay. Annals is somehow funny. Who the fuck knows?
Okay. Well,
what is it about? Can you tell us?
Okay. The book covers the history of the NFL. So you have every team, players, some less great players, and it does all of this without the burden of being hampered by the truth. Some of it is true and some of it's not, but it's the occasionally accurate annals of football. The NFL's greatest players play scandals, screw-ups, and stuff we totally made up.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we make our guests introduce their own book. Welcome, Dan Patrick, the Hall of Fame sports broadcaster whose career has spanned 100 years. It's incredible to have you on, and Aaron and I will get into our affinity for you throughout this the next 45 minutes.
Do you realize that I was doing sports when you guys were born? That's how long I've been doing sports.
How long? When did you first start? Because I'll tell you when I was born.
Okay. I've been doing this for over 40 years.
Okay. What's the date you started? We're getting warmer.
Okay. It would have... Well, am I close to where you are in age?
Yes, but keep it going.
Well, in our mind,
1970, what?
79.
I was born in 78, and I don't brag about it too often.
So your first job, Dan, take us back. First day of work, you remember it?
Well, you mean in this business?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did morning drive radio. I was the news person.
Got your voice.
And I did morning drive radio at a rock and roll station. And I remember the first day I started, the Ayatollah Khomeini was in power in Iran, and he was doing bad things. And I had to actually read some serious news. I didn't know how to pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. And totally butchered it all morning long. And then finally, my program director said, you should watch the news, listen to the news if you're going to do the news. If not, then you need to move on. And he was right, because I wasn't prepared to do it correctly. And it taught me a great lesson there. And then I was working weekends at Channel 2 in Dayton, Ohio, and I was part-time. And I thought I was up for the weekend job, and it was me and Ken Kettering. Ken Kettering, blue-eyed, blonde hair, had like four kids, and, you know, he looked good on TV. But I didn't think that's what happened in the business. Like, the better guy got the job. I knew more sports. He even said, look, you know more sports. He basically said everything, but he's better looking than me. And I remember I didn't get the job. And I was crushed. And I thought, I'll never get a job in this business. I went to Atlanta, and I went to see an old girlfriend. And she said, hey, CNN's hiring. And I said, I couldn't get a job in Dayton, Ohio. I'm not getting a job at CNN. She goes, will you go in there the last day you're here? Just go in, take your tape. And I took my tape in. I didn't even know who to talk to. I'm just like, who do I talk to in sports? And the woman at the desk goes, well, what do you do? And I go, I don't know what I do. I just lost a job in Dayton, Ohio. And my ex-girlfriend said to come in here. And like, and they said, well, hold on. Yes, we have a gentleman out here who has a tape. And they said, leave the tape. I'm going back to Ohio. Can somebody just look at this tape? He's going back to Ohio. It just so happened that the president of CNN Sports, Bill McPhail, was from Ohio. And that's it.
And he brought me back. Was born.
Yeah, and he watched 3.5 minutes of my tape. It was 5 minutes. And he said, when can you start? And I said, today. I mean, I'd have to go pack up my stuff. But I started a week later doing headline sports. So I wasn't even on camera. And then eventually I got to do some reporting. I replaced Keith Olbermann in New York 6 months later as the CNN reporter. So there's a lot of luck. There's a little bit of fate, and you have to have a little bit of talent.
Can you imagine now if a boss, Carissa, I love that. I don't know if it was your producer or your boss said, if you want to work on the news or report the news, you have to watch it. I feel like now you'd be reported to HR if you said that. You can't give criticism now. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, but you know, in this world that we live in, people still ask Aaron and I, being females in sports, if we even like sports. It's like 20 years into this thing, you still have to, you know, defend yourself. But Dan, you have been one of our great supporters. In various different capacities, of course, you know, our paths in this industry all cross at some point. But having Aaron and I spoke earlier today, we were just talking about how much we appreciated you in so many different ways and what you've been for us, whether it was before we even knew you and watching you and listening to you, but also in having the great pleasure of now knowing you in as a not a colleague, because we didn't work together at the same time, but as a friend. And Aaron, I would love for you to regale the story of you in the hallways at ESPN, because I never crossed paths with you there. You were long gone at that point.
I think I just started. Well, first of all, I mean, SportsCenter, we said it. It's never been the same. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't. Those were the glory days. And Carissa, and I'm not going to say it birthed our love of sports, but man, did it help nurture it. Mm-hmm. We watched it every night. It's what we wanted to do. We dreamt of being around you, being friends with you. I told Carissa today, the second you got Dan Patrick's cell phone number and you're actually texting, nothing bad, but just advice or funny things, or you had said, hey, great job with this. You were like,
made it.
I freaking made it. Like, this is massive, massive. Yeah. So I think I had just started, Dan, right when you were. I was around, but it was like you'd see you and it was like, oh, my God.
No, I met you the first time. There was a group of us. I think we met up by the airport. There was a whole group of people and it was a seminar. It was off campus.
Yeah.
And you came over to me and you said,
oh, God. Oh, shit.
No. You said, you know what I love about you? And you know, everybody's watching everybody there. So it's okay. And they can't hear it, but she came over and she said, you know what I love about you? And I go, what? She goes, you have great things to say about your daughters
The radio. I remember that.
And it hit me. It was like, because I get emotional now thinking about it because, that's sort of why I captured myself at ESPN where I wasn't at home with three daughters and my son and my wife. And so when somebody said something about my daughters, it was, you selfish prick, you should be at home more, you know, with them instead, mm-hmm. you know, because you have to be selfish in this business to be successful. You do. And I was selfish. I was doing second shift. I had four kids in, you know, 7 years, you know, there was 7 years with four kids. And my wife's doing all the work. And I'm here at SportsCenter. And I just remember it hit me. And even when I was thinking about, you know, I saw your face, I remember that moment where you came over and that's what you said. So
sweet.
Yes. But, you know, that, but do you guys agree? You have to be selfish at some point in your life and others will pay the price.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Dan, you and I have brought levity to difficult things in my life. It's one of the many reasons I love you because we can joke about, you know, terrible things that have happened to me or terrible things that I've done to myself, which is choosing the wrong partners in life. Ha ha ha. Divorces with an S. But you have to bring some humor.
Carry the one.
Yeah, exactly. Divide by two.
I did try to give you advice. I did. I didn't know if I was supposed to give you advice on that.
No, you're always supposed to give me advice. And that's the part that I have appreciated about you. And we'll get into your incredible career. But, you know,
you had to experience it, though, Carissa. That was the thing. I was like viewing you like you're a daughter where I'm like, I got to give you some advice here. And then I'm like, I don't know if how much advice I give you.
No, your advice was always and will always be welcome. And but what I'm bringing it back to the selfishness part is that, you know, I chose the wrong partners or whatever, probably because I couldn't invest enough time to actually figure out who these people were because I was more focused on my career. And I don't want to speak for Aaron, but Aaron having sweet Mac Rogers Stoll later in life, you know, and becoming
a
mother.
I had a kid, Dan.
I heard. Did you? I saw.
Finally had a baby. I mean, I didn't, but, you know, so yeah. So now I feel like I'm being selfish. I left Carissa a message today. I said, I don't even know my baby because I'm running around going to Baltimore and back, you know?
Yeah, but you make these choices of whether it's, you know, your marriages fail or whether you have success in a marriage and having kids. It is the, sort of that combination of being able to do it all while still prioritizing the thing that we've all wanted to do our whole lives. So when you look back, Dan, on, you know, your illustrious Hall of Fame career along the way, do you now forgive yourself for being selfish?
Oh, boy, that's loaded.
Lay on the couch behind you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's a leather chair, right?
now I have a couch over here in my man cave. No, I don't think you can ever make up for it. And I remember I was at ESPN for 17 years. And this isn't a, you know, oh, poor Dan. I chose this, but
yeah.
I came home and I started doing my radio show out of my attic. And so not many people leave ESPN. And if you do leave ESPN, you're probably not going to go, man, am I kicking ass? I'm in my attic doing radio. But I was around my family every day. And I remember going to a school play and I started crying. And it was my daughter. And my wife goes, what are you crying about? Mm. And I go, because I didn't experience it. I missed all of this. And she goes, you're lucky. I've had to go to all of these school plays. I said, you're right, hon. You're right. But it was the little things, just the smallest things where you're just around. And I tell students at you know, my broadcasting school, you don't just take a job. If your family could be attached to this, getting married, getting divorced. I mean, the better you are, the worse your hours are. You know, just be ready to go.
God, that's good.
And it, everybody wants to do it. They think they can do it. I think it's the most competitive job field in America because everybody sits there and says, I could do that. Like, that's not hard. Our job is to make it look easy, to make it look fun. And I remember, you know, you're trying to figure out exactly, you know, who you are. And I had to get my ass kicked when I left ESPN because it's so easy to get comfortable there. It's powerful. And, you know, it's an elixir there. And I just thought, you know what? I wouldn't get any better. And I needed to find out if I could get better. And, you know, I left, but I've never been happier than those 3 years doing a show in my attic with my dentist.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I called you for advice. I feel like you played the father figure role for both of us, our broadcasting dad, our Wizard of Oz. I called you and asked you what I should do, if I should go to Fox or stay at ESPN.
Yeah.
You, Chip Kelly, and my Coach K.
those are good people to lean on.
And I thought you should go. Sometimes those four letters can dwarf you, and you know, there's I call it like beer muscles. There's ESPN muscles. When you work there, you're like, man, I am good. And then all of a sudden you realize when you get out, not everybody thinks you're that good. And because I started with 12 radio stations. I was going door to door. I was like, hey, Dan Patrick, remember me? Hey, I was on Sports and in Fuego. Hey, you know, like trying to remind people. And then they're going, nope, you know. And then I just remember going door. It was humbling. But it was great.
Wow.
Because I fought for my ass and I was like, I will be successful. I told people, I guarantee that I'll be successful. Meanwhile, I have no idea. I went from having so much confidence to none. Mm. And then all of a sudden you build that back up. But I told you, I knew what you could do well. And I didn't know if you would be showcased at ESPN the way you should have been.
Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Anyone that's read the ESPN book, we know there's a lot of stories in there and there's a lot of stories that were omitted. So we're going to focus on some of the positives. Dan, I need for anyone that is not familiar with the, you know, long history, good, bad and ugly. I want a good ESPN story, whether it involved a co-host, whether it involved, you know, a very memorable sports center or a moment, sort of maybe what sticks out to you when you look back at your tenure there?
My stories all deal with the people behind the scenes because those are the people that interest me. I didn't care about sitting around listening to talent talk about talent. It was boring. But when you had your prompter operator who eventually becomes your producer, and nearly got fired his first day by Bob Lee. Mark Summer, he was running prompter, and Bob came on and said, hello, welcome to SportsCenter. With Bob Lee, I'm Dan Patrick. Well, he had messed up the read on prompter, and poor Mark Summer's over there thinking he's going to get fired. Fast forward, he eventually became the coordinating producer doing SportsCenter while I was there. And to see the progress, the growth with those people. And I think the one moment I still go back to was the Jimmy V night at the ESPYs. And it brought us together. You know, because sometimes it's very competitive at ESPN. It's competitive all over. But back then, we had everybody doing SportsCenter. You had Stewart, you have Rich, you had Chris Myers, Chris Fowler, you had Chris Berman, myself, Oberman.
Oh my God, what a lineup. That's amazing.
Crazy. Mike Tirico just got hired. I mean, it was competitive. And I don't know if it fostered friendship. You were kind of friends in your little class, your little group there. But, you know, the 11 o'clock, I guess there was a rivalry with the 6 o'clock with Charlie Steiner, Robin Roberts, Bob Lee. So that night brought us together because we kind of saw the bigger picture here. This man's dying. And embrace life. Like, what are you doing? You should laugh. You should cry. He was saying those things. And I remember it hit me, and I'm thinking, God, he's so right, and it's right in front of us. And I remember talking to Jimmy V the last time I saw him, and it was basketball season was ending. God damn, why am I crying?
No, because you're human.
Love you.
I talked to him, and I purposely stayed away from him the last month or so of the basketball season, and I told him that, and I said, hey, there's a reason I've avoided you. He would take people out for drinks. He was wonderful. And I stayed away because my dad died of cancer. Fuck, this is supposed to be fun. And I told him that. He goes, how long did they tell you, did they tell your dad he had to live? And I said, 6 months. And he goes, how long did he live? I said, 6 months. And it crushed him.
Oh, God.
Crushed him. And he said, will you do me a favor? When I die, the picture over your shoulder when you're doing SportsCenter, will you give me a fucking good-looking picture, please?
Oh, no, I'm going to cry.
And I told the story. I told the story that Jim wanted a great picture over my shoulder when he died. And I got to do, you know, the obituary. But, you know, those moments bring you together because they present reality. We live in fantasy land when we do sports. Jim had reality right in front of us. And I remember, it was important because we needed to be powerful as a team. And I thought it brought us closer together.
Well, I think what's really special about this, and yes, I know, you know, we're not all, you know, usually emotional people, but I think there's a bigger message here is that work has become family, right? And, you know, no matter what happens in our own personal lives, like these three people, right, myself included on the screen, all become friends because of the work that we have done together or just in the business. So it's really special. And like, you know, I don't have kids or the jokes about my marriage. It's like I lean on you guys as family in that way. So it's really special that those relationships have left those kinds of indelible marks in your life, Dan. So let's turn our attention now to some funny things. Okay.
Ooh,
what's the biggest thing that you've gained from your time on your own show with your own mic flag right there in the fun group that you work with every single day?
That desk is a mess. Mm-hmm. There's a lot on that desk.
Yes. I collect. Now you're called a hoarder. I was just a collector. And it sounds worse when you're a hoarder.
Like annals. I mean annals.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, annals hoarder.
Yes. The annals of football. I love the grind. I love when you know, people say, you know, why do you still do it? And I go, I'd love it. I love it every day. Yeah. And you get to come in and you can go, what are we talking about today? What do we want to talk about today? Whereas at ESPN, I thought I had to check the box. Like, hey, Sunday Night Baseball coming up. It's the Red Sox and the Yankees. And joining us now is John Miller. John. And then it would be, hey, they're a hockey game. And, you know, like Barry Melrose joined. Like, it felt like I was just an extension of ESPN, not myself. And I promised my wife that when I did it, I was just going to do it sort of through the lens that I saw life. And I give advice all the time, like guys dropping their daughters off at school. Can you cry? And, you know, I tell them, no, because you've got confidence in your daughter. You want her to know that you believe in her. If you cry, then, you know, maybe she may feel like you don't think she can do it. And then, because I did this 3 times and I was like, I ain't crying. My daughter's going to know I believe in you. I have confidence in you. And I love to be able to impart wisdom like that.
Yeah.
So when you have that forum where whatever you want to do, do it. Whoever you want to have on, have on. And that freedom, this is me on my show, whereas before I probably wasn't myself.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
So Aaron and I have gotten to a place in our professional careers, if you can call it that, where we stop giving a shit. And I think not in our day job, on air and doing our job. But I'm saying we stopped caring about, I'll speak for myself. I stopped caring about the opinions that other people had of me, the general public. Yes, I care about my family, my friends and my, you know, employers think of me. But there is sort of this like, I'm comfortable enough in myself. I'm comfortable enough with the mistakes, that all the shit that's happened.
We're old.
To just own it, right? So isn't there real freedom, Dan? I feel like you're, you know, and have been for a long time, where you just can be yourself. And that's so liberating.
But I don't know how, I don't think I could have done it the way you have done it. You two have done it. From the standpoint of, there's so much criticism out there. There's so many people coming after you. I didn't have that. You know, the kind of the sweet spot of my career, there was no social media on SportsCenter.
Right.
We were just able
to
do it.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
Well, you guys wouldn't have cared. You wouldn't have cared. I don't think you would have. I don't think it would have altered how you would have done it. But, I mean, here's a story. 45. Krista, you're what?
41.
Yeah, whatever. Great.
We're all May babies.
But here's something, Dan. We're having fun, right? And at Fox, we have fun. And we had openly said, which got some attention, Taylor Swift, you should date Travis Kelce. We both love Travis Kelce. We've been open with that. I can be very open that he's good looking. He smells great because my husband thinks he's good looking and he smells great. Carissa got a phone call from somebody in the industry that said to her, you really shouldn't say that about athletes because, you know, you just don't. What? What are we saying? And by the way, we're both basically married. I mean, Chris is basically married. I have a kid. Like, we're fine. We can have fun with shit.
Wait, Carissa, have you?
We're not hitting on the athletes.
Wait, hold on. Carissa.
Bury the lead?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? I'm not married again. I told you I would never be married again.
I love him. And I basically call him her husband because I'm thinking it into existence.
Okay.
And you will love him. great sense of humor, right, super fun, good hang, can like go to the work parties and just be off with my husband. You'd love him.
Okay.
Well, Dan, the story there is that Matthew Stafford and Kelly were sick of me dating losers and they were like, we have a great guy for you. So good. They were the matchmakers.
Okay.
So it was vetted and I know the social security number and the bank account now. So all is right.
Okay.
You know, these are questions I should have asked. Speaking of questions,
he puts the seat down. Wait, can I ask a really stupid industry question, which I was dying when you were talking about your friend who was working the prompter? Yeah. How much did you rely on the prompter? Because I'm not thinking you're Ron Burgundy over here, but come on, I feel like you would just be off script. How much did you rely on it?
Very. I would say 70% of that show was ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Like okay. You would have a framework for something. I mean, the highlights would be cut and come in. We didn't even get to see most of them. I would say at least a half, if not three quarters of the highlights on any given night. These interns or PAs are bringing them in, handing you the shot sheet. You got to read their penmanship and you're just trying to. So you're ad-libbing and it was wonderful. That
fun.
That
awesome.
Live feeling is just. Well, I mean, I would get through with work and I'd be fired up. It'd be like, I felt like I played, but you had to be on your game. And I remember I got a shot sheet one time. It was at the end of the show and, you know, this intern or PA brought it in and she just kind of handed it to me and I'm looking at it and we're in commercial break and they're counting me down in my ear like, all right, coming back in 10 and 9, 8. And I go, wait, Ben Blodall? Wait, this pitcher for the Tigers is Ben Blodall? 5, 4, Overman goes, it's Ben Blumdahl, not Blodall. And I go, Tigers in Anaheim, blah, blah, blah. Ben Blumdahl on the mound. I'm going, holy shit. But you did it. And back
you would have blown it if you
I would have, literally. But you were able to, and even if you made a mistake, you made a mistake. You just said, oh, my bad. And then that was it. You just moved on with it. But I just, I love that feeling of it's live, ad lib, and they trusted us to a certain degree. And we figured this out that management would stay till around 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, and then they'd go home, you know, and have lives. And we wondered if they were watching because they'd always say, hey, great show last night.
Hey.
And you know they didn't. They weren't watching. Hey, yeah, man, and good highlights last. Good energy, and I'm going. You know what? We should test and see. So
yes,
we had a boss, Bob Eaton, and Bob would always come out as he's getting ready to go home, and he was running sports at the time, and he'd always walk out, and we'd be all typing away, and he'd go, "Hello," and then. We go, oh, hey, Bob, how are you? And that would be it. You know, he'd talk a little bit and then he'd go home. So that night, I think it was the Cleveland Indians, and their ball went through Jerry Dubzinski's leg, shortstop for the Indians. And Overman goes, hello. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, we're going to find out something tomorrow. Well, we went in the next day. Bob came out of his office and went, hello. And we went, nobody's watching us at night. We could do whatever we wanted to do. I mean, we took liberties. We took liberties.
Right.
We had fun. We got scolded one time really bad.
Why?
And they thought we were making it about ourselves. And we might have been. But I remember whenever you get called into a meeting and the more wood paneling, the more trouble you're in. It just feels like...
Oh, yeah. The bigger office,
yes.
The nicer
yes.
Dress.
Yes.
There's the better view.
There was wood paneling on
the fifth
ceiling.
Floor.
Yes. There was wood paneling. And I said, we're in trouble. We
Bob
are in
Iger.
Trouble. And all of a sudden, they start banging on the desk, our bosses. And they said, you will not make this about you. Going. And at the time, I had three children. I'm thinking, I can't get fired. And so they said, from now on, you must... go to commercial break and say, this is SportsCenter. And I go, okay. So we walked out of the meeting and I'm like, oh my God, it's like 5 o'clock. We have to do a show. And then Overman goes, fuck him. I go, what? He goes, fuck him. No. And he goes, we'll say this is SportsCenter. So that night, You know, they didn't want us to call it the big show. We only called it the big show. We mocked ourselves.
The big show.
We didn't even know if anybody was watching. So we were mocking ourselves. And then they said, oh, you're making it about yourself. We're like, okay. We go to commercial break. And it was like, you know, coming up, it'll be da-da-da-da-da-da. And Keith yells, this is SportsCenter.
And I go,
all right. They started it. They started the This Is SportsCenter ad campaign after that. And because it, the tagline was This Is SportsCenter. And it started there. And then they go, you know, we're going to do commercials. They couldn't get any athletes to come to Bristol. Nobody, because they wanted to be paid. And I'm calling Grant Hill and Jason Kidd. I said, would you please do this promo? I think they gave him $2,000 for a charity, and you have to come to Bristol, Connecticut.
Where?
Yes. And Grant Hill came. Thank God he did. He played the piano in the lobby.
Yeah.
I came out. I had a bad show. And he goes, what's wrong, Dan? And I go, you know, bad show, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, well, this might help. Dun, 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 dun. So Grant was playing the piano in the lobby. And then Jason Kidd flew in a helicopter. And he brought in his own highlights and then told us what highlights to put on SportsCenter. Those were the first two. And then after that, everybody goes, hey, I want my SportsCenter commercial. So it started with us getting yelled at, this is SportsCenter, to, you know, an ad campaign that's one of the greatest ad campaigns ever.
Ever. Wally. That's my David Ortiz with the Wally.
They were great, but... everybody wanted it. Then after that, it'd be a normal day and you'd walk around. And you'd be, there's the Syracuse Orange over there and Michigan State's mascot. And George Murison is walking around here. It'd be like just a typical day at ESPN.
Well, it's so much a part of the fabric of your career and your life. And still, you know, you have a love for it. I see the four letters right next to the police. So I don't know. Call 911 because this is an emergency.
I think Chris Berman or Bob Lee gave me this. And it's an ESPN badge that they used to wear. And when we were doing like the 25th anniversary of SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. And I remember they gave this to me. And look. Without those two guys and Tom Meese, I mean, they're the founding fathers. Without them, there is not ESPN the way we know it. It just isn't. Yeah.
It's why I remember I would go to church every Sunday with my mom. And as I started to get older, like 6 or 7, I was like, I don't want to go to church anymore. I want to stay home with dad and I want to watch football. And so my dad would let me stay at home and we'd watch Chris Berman, but I was not allowed to talk. He's like, I'm going to teach you the game and I'm going to tell you what offsides, false start, all these things are. But like, that's why I wanted to become a broadcaster, was because watching Chris and being with my dad and just like those memories.
Loved that. And you'll love what is coming up on Thursday for the big show. Big show. Who knew they called SportsCenter? I guess I remembered that. The big show. I thought we got the trademark for that one.
Still can.
Yeah, let's try.
They didn't call SportsCenter the big show, did they?
Who's Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick? Well, we'll tell you who. Check out Thursday's episode as well. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment... Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.